Playoff basketball is on the air. Keystone Quality Transport and the Delaware County Daily Times, in association with DelcoHoops.com, is pleased to present tonight's PIAA District 1 playoff basketball game.
Weak side rebound. Here he comes, Rice for Pencrest. Good hustle underneath the basket. Up for two.
Tonight's PIAA 5A state playoff game is between the Archbishop Wood Vikings and the Strathaven Panthers. Tonight's game is sponsored by the 500 employees of Keystone Quality Transport, supporting high school basketball in Delaware County. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs. Sandy McCulley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home. Double Decker Pizza in Media, home of the original Inside Out Pizza. Dine in or take out. PNC Bank, with 9 branches to serve you in Delaware County. Make today the day. Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven. Country Deli in Media, the best breakfast in town on Middletown Road. Here are today's announcers, the voices of Delaware County High School Basketball and DelcoHoops.com, Dave Berman, Radnor coach Mark Jordan, Andrew Kaufman, Pete Fulginetti, and Mike Mayer.
And a good Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome on this chilly, rainy evening to the home of John Cappelletti, the Penn State and NFL great. It is Bonner High School here in Drexel Hill, the opening round of the PIAA State Tournament. This is at the 5A level, second highest classification in the state of Pennsylvania. It is public versus private. Your public school, Strathaven, they do it the tough way here in Pennsylvania. Boy, I tell you what, Strathaven, good old public school from Wallingford, and, you know, what else can I say? Swarthmore, they're 17-10, an unbelievable year under first-year head coach Chris Conlon, won 3 games last year. They're taking on powerhouse from the Philadelphia Catholic League and way up the road in Warminster, Archbishop Wood, with a record of 20-5. Great guy John Mosco is the head coach in year number 7. Again, first round, 5A state tournament. In a perfect world, Strathaven wins tonight, and Pencrest wins their game against Jimmy Cephalo's alma mater, and that's a Pittston, and we'd have Strathaven and Pencrest in round 2 of the state tournament, Sweet 16, but who
knows?
For the
fifth time this year.
That would be unbelievable. We'll have to, one game at a time. Obviously, Wood is the favorites here. They have just about everybody back from last year's team. That state runner-ups, the Moon High School, and they are actually up in that game like 7-8 points at the Giant Center in the fourth quarter. And then Moon, those two guards, put on an unbelievable run. Abington Heights almost knocked out Wood last year in the state semis. We're familiar with them, knocking out Chester a couple of times. They're from Scranton, Abington Heights. And the game went overtime with Wood winning. Wood did not make the playoffs 2 years ago, but in 2017, they won the PIAA state championship. Abington Heights almost got in that one, too, in the state semis with Colin Gillespie, who is now a, I forget, must be a junior at Villanova.
Yes,
and Mark,
yep.
Mark Jordan. He is also a member of a national championship team under Jay Wright. So unbelievable history here at Archbishop Wood and Strathaven. First time in the state playoffs since 2009. So here we go. Take it away, Mr. Jordan.
Well, obviously, it's, you know, Strathaven, kudos to them. I mean, what a fantastic year. We've done a few of their games. Coach Conlon and his staff have done a fantastic job to get into this. You know, we call it the round of 32. Only 32 teams left in the state at this level.
Yes.
Pretty heady stuff. One coach told me in the league, Strathaven all year long has played up or down to their competition. Let's hope for our sake and our listeners' sakes that they play up to the competition tonight. You know, Ebo Pio's quick, Matt Schuller's quick, Luke Edwards has scored all year long, but this is a different animal. Different animal today in Archbishop Wood. And Mike and I talked earlier about it, that neither team asked for this matchup. You know, I've been in tournaments for a long time, 25 years worth. And you basically say, hey, Mr. PIAA, wherever you send me, I go.
Yes.
And you know, who knows what will get out of this and what Haven will get out of this. To me, from Haven's you know, vantage point, they've been playing Central League ball all year.
Yes.
Generally in Central League, as you guys know, you have 2 or 3 options. You try to key on those options, take out Mike and take out Andrew and take out Pete, and maybe you have a chance. This is a team where they have 4 Division I players.
Oh, yeah.
They probably have 6, 7, or 8 options. Kids playing high-level AAU ball and high-level high school basketball. So you really got to pick your poison and try to almost man up, if you would.
Well, I tell you what. what Abington Heights did against this team and teams similar to Wood, including Wood, twice. Slow the ball down. Handle the rock. Crash the boards. Come in with a mentality beating Bonner a couple years ago. But Strathaven likes to push it a little bit. Yeah. And they're going to have to be incredibly disciplined and frustrate these guys.
They're not going to push against this team.
With the back doors.
Well, and it's not only football. We discussed that earlier. Mike and I were talking about football as well. You want to limit the possessions. So in a game, you normally get 9 or 10 possessions. You want to give them 6 or 7. In basketball, if you're going to get 45 or 50 times with the rock, you want to slow that down.
I do want to tell our listeners, we're DelcoHoops.com. So are we homers? I mean, it's high school basketball, so we try not to be too bad about it. But we, obviously Strathaven comes from our part of the world, and that's what we're looking to do. So at the end of the day, that we're going to call the game neutrally. But when you hear us talk about Strathaven, it's because we have a lot of familiarity with Strathaven, and not so much with Wood. But we're very aware of Wood and the kind of team they have.
And the people at Abington Heights loved our broadcast 2 years ago when they knocked out in the Hershey Kiss game. Mark, you missed that one. Beat Isaiah Wong and Ingraham when they were juniors. And the people in Abington Heights thought, we called a good game.
Oh, we always called
an even game, and you couldn't tell that we were.
I think in the pregame, because we have so much more familiarity with Strathaven, we sound like we're Strathaven's broadcast group, which we are not.
Right.
But we are Delco Hoops. So,
yeah. But we know our Archbishop Wood boys, too. And you're looking at Rasul Diggins, and you've got Marcus Dixon, a freshman, Moneer Newton, who's an absolute beast, Deshaun Shepard. You're talking guys that could be in the NBA someday, and I am not exaggerating. Stinson, Diggins, and those guys.
And
Strathaven, and Strathaven multi-sport athletes. Pretty much, a lot of the Catholic schools are just one sport guys.
They specialize. And Diggins, by the way, is number 56 ranked in the class of 2021. That's national, Andrew. Nationally, he's number 56.
And they're only juniors, these guys.
All juniors are pretty great. They're 20-5. Started 2-3. David, their last 20 games, only 2 losses. One at some team called Newman Goretti.
Yeah.
And one in the playoffs against a team called Roman Catholic. So let's face it, they're going to, they bring it every game. They're very consistent. And we don't want to say Strathaven's got to play a perfect game, but your point is well taken about making 10, 12, 15 passes a possession, making them work. And guess what? The longer the game's close, they might get a little bit unnerved by that, thinking, we're going to come in here and this is, your Rocky Balboa fan. Remember Rocky Balboa? Remember Rocky II?
George Tinsley?
No, Rocky II, the movie, for gosh sakes, where they said, guess what? They don't know it's a darn show. They think it's a darn fight. So it's like, wait a minute. You think it's a show, but wait, it could be a fight. So let's see how it plays out.
I don't think any high school coach worth his salt ever makes the assumption that we're going to roll over a team.
Yeah, how about this gym, guys? I mean, Bonner, Prendy. It's historical. Eddie Stefanski.
Maybe one of the few that's older than Pete Fulgenetti.
Whoa.
Fulgenetti. Hey, I want to give a shout. We love our local sports, our basketball here, but what an unbelievable day for Delaware County High School Wrestling, and specifically Sun Valley High School. You're talking Aston, Parkside, Brookhaven. Wrestlers, PIAA State Championships at the Giant Center in Hershey. Junior Ryan Katka at 195 pounds. His brother, senior and Virginia Tech recruit Hunter Katka at 285, both advancing to the semifinal round tomorrow morning. Hunter is looking to win his second PIAA state title in 3 years. He was third in the state last year. That was a 220. Ryan looking for his first. Before the Katka boys came into the program, I know my wrestling too. The highest finish for any wrestler in the long history of Sun Valley High School is Alex Elliott, who placed 8th in 2015, and I did this research by myself. So, Mike, if we had a wrestling outlet, I could call my buddy Bob Hauer up in Mifflin County and get him he'd have to come down and move.
They actually do call the wrestling games in the middle of the state on audio and radio.
Oh, yeah. We did it for years.
I had a nasty ankle pick and nasty cross face back in the day.
And the great
bond. Want me to show you?
No, don't show me
that
stuff.
Did you have hair back then?
Because it is huge.
I always thought it was better to shave your head when you wrestled.
It was a little lighter, about a pound lighter.
Because I'm so old, I played before you had to wear headgear, which is how this ear got this. Yeah.
In the history of, it's over 100 years of Pennsylvania high school wrestling, Delaware County has produced only 9 state title winners, but 2 in the last 3 years. Kennerly a couple years ago from Upper Darby. So that's your wrestling update. We got boys basketball tonight. We'll take a break. It's the opening round of the state playoffs, 5A level, Archbishop Wood. Philadelphia Catholic League, and from the Central League, it's Strathaven on DelcoHoops.com.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business line of credit or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you, or PNC Home Insight to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
Opening round of the state tournament, 5A level here in Delaware County. It's Bonner-Prendy High School, Archbishop Wood, Philadelphia Catholic League, taking on Strathaven. Strathaven against 17-10. Chris Conlon, first-year head coach, long time under Mike Doyle. At Penn Crest, Archbishop Wood, John Mosco, the head coach, 20-5. And what more can you say? You have some of the scores. Chester Charter off to a good start against Greenwood.
Yeah, they are. At halftime, they're up only 6 now, 22-16. A 12-4 run for Greenwood was ended by Devon White. Bucket right at the buzzer. And Penwood is trailing Archbishop Bryan 28-14. 3 minutes to go in the second quarter there.
All right, we're going to pause for our national anthem and be back following a word from our sponsors on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Great job. National anthem here at Bonner-Prendy High School in Drexel Hill. Archbishop Wood, boys basketball at its best. Philadelphia Catholic League powerhouse against, we'll call them a solid, solid year for Strathaven. Played a lot of games after just winning 3 last year and winning 17 this season. Now the starting lineups, Strathaven in their black uniforms, the silver trim. And we'll get to that in just a moment. It is Matt Schuler. Matt is a 5'10 sophomore, number 11. Robbie Gilday is a 6'5 junior for the Panthers. And
great.
Coach Conlon.
Head of hair.
Look, head of hair, shooter. Number 30, only a junior. Luke Edwards, grandfather Harry Edwards, one of the best at Father Judge back in the day. Lacrosse recruit, great athlete, Ebo Pio, 5'9 senior. And number 12, going to Penn State. Maybe play club sports. Justin Mars, great team leader, 6'1", senior. Now for Archbishop Wood. Black uniforms with the, they got the yellow. Football power also, state champs last year. They're moving up to 6A in football from 5A, by the way.
Really?
PIAA, yeah. Because of winning too much in transfers.
Right.
It's one way to try to address the issue, but of course, if you're dominating in 6A, where do they send you?
Well, you got St. Joe's 7A. Prep, yeah. Marcus Randolph Jr. is a junior. He's in, out there starting for Wood. Rasul Diggins, 6'3 junior. Number 4, Jalen Stinson, 6' junior. Number 11, he's a beast, only a junior, 6'6 junior, Moneer Newton. And finally, oh, you can't forget him. Deshaun Shepard, 6'6 junior. last year. Wood again made it all the way to the state championship game, lost to Moon from suburban Pittsburgh. And in the meantime, remember they beat Pencrest by 30 points in the second round, and you remember Coach Doyle's comments
sure.
about before the game and after the game. So I give Greenwood a lot of, I'm surprised, back to the Chester Charter boys game, give them a lot of credit, Greenwood.
They were down 16-4 after the first quarter and made a nice run there in the second quarter to get them back into the game.
Yeah, because they're big underdogs in this because they have no size and not that fast. But, boy, they are a tough, fundamentally sound team, which Strathaven's going to have to be here tonight. Gilday will jump it up against Newton.
Real quick, they're giving up a couple inches at every position, by the
Absolutely,
way.
Absolutely, yeah. And so is Greenwood in that game. All right, tap is controlled by Wood, moving left to right. Diggins out high, left side, Stinson. Left of the key. Strathaven in his own defense, of course. There you go. You got to play zone against these because I forgot to mention about.
Oh, no. They're playing a loose man, Dave. They're sort of they're staying with their man crossing sides, but no ball pressure.
They probably studied film of what Abington Heights did. Here's a three ball from the right side. Actually, the left side. No good. Offensive rebound. Wood. Three ball. No good. That was fired up by Stinson. Strathaven the rebound. And. Here's Matt Schuler, super sophomore, tremendous football player. We're live from Bonner High School, Drexel Hill. And if you're Wood, you know, you can't take anybody for granted right here. Top of the key is Edwards. Luke is guarded by Marcus Randolph. Top of the key, Luke. Ball knocked away, picked up by the Panthers. They have athletes out there, and they're going to say out of bounds on the far sideline.
This is a very tight court, and the out of bounds line is literally 3 feet from the stands. And when people, you know, like the bench, they're literally within inches of the boundary mark. So if you're
they did hold the ball there, though, Mike, for 27 seconds. Back to your point earlier.
6:45 to go, scoreless first quarter. Wood and Strathaven. It is do or die rest of the way. And then a push foul called on Strathaven's number 12, and that is Justin Morris.
Is Randolph put together or what, David?
Yeah, I don't think he plays football, which is amazing.
Wow.
Archbishop Wood from Warminster. Good hour away. Spin in the lane with a left hand. Lay it up and in. Basket by Marcus Randolph. 2-0, Wood. 6:24 to go, first quarter. Strathaven comes back, Edwards, right of the key. Left of the key, Gilday. A lot of younger guys out there for Strathaven. That'll be beneficial. Three ball from the right side by Edwards, in and out. They're going to have to shoot the ball very well, too. Picked up by Wood. They fly back, and it's a turnover called there on Deshaun Shepard. They look like a Division I college team.
They are.
But we've said that before. We saw Roman against Lower Marion last year.
And again, they're put together, and I think Haven's doing what they have to do. They're playing a man-to-man, kind of soft, no ball pressure, kind of staying inside of 20 feet.
6 minutes to go. First quarter, Strathaven with the ball, down 2-0. Edwards between the circles, right of the key, Schuler, top of the key, Schuler. Matt dribbling around, value possessions, and there is a foul, a reach-in on Rasul Diggins.
Interesting, David. They're almost doing the Lower Marion delay game, like the high 3-2 set, where the guys in the corners aren't even moving at all. Just
The refs are kind of cooperating. I mean, he's two couple of ticky-tack kind of fouls this early in the game.
But it looks like Haven, like you said, is trying to take the air out of the ball a little bit in this high 3-2 set, pull out Wood as far as they can, and then try to gut him up the middle.
Well, the coaches have said that they practice their blockouts all week.
Schuler into the lane, floater, got it. Matt Schuler for two. We're tied at two. Wood comes back off the glass. Yes, beautiful shot right there. More Strathaven fans than Wood. That was put in there by Diggins.
That rim feel looks very soft to me.
Very soft. P.O. between the circles. Actually, right hash. 5:09 to go. First quarter. Here's Gilday for three. Got to hit these shots. Yes.
Uh-oh.
Left wing corner, three ball by Gilday.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
There's a three ball right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Number two, Marcus Randolph.
That was
so tit for tat.
Yeah, 3-4 seconds.
7-5 is the score, Archbishop Wood. 4:40 to go in the quarter. Gilday can't do that kind of stuff, but Strathaven maintains control of the ball. Wild pass there, stopping, popping. Edwards in and out. Gilday the rebound. That's a foul. They better call. That's a bunch of. That's horrible.
That's a weak.
I'm sorry, guys.
No, we got hit.
I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. It was a terrible non-call. Got pushed. And they called a travel when he fell to the ground.
4:23 to go in the first quarter. 7-5 is your score. Wood over Strathaven. Opening round, 5A state tournament. Left of the key, Diggins. Top of the key, three ball up and back of the rim. No good. Offensive rebound. Good defense by Gilday. Oh, and the Wood fans are very upset.
Well,
they want a foul.
Oh, they grabbed his wrist.
Yes.
Should have been a foul.
So there's your tit for tat again.
Well, I got you. Now
all
I
right.
see. Now I get it.
Little give and take. Strathaven with the ball. 3:55 to go. First quarter moving quickly. 7-5 Wood here at Bonner High School. Drexel Hill, Delaware County, into that Bermuda Triangle, as they like to say. He gets out of it to Schuler. Now Edwards, top of the key. Edwards is going to be pushed and a foul. That's number two on Razul Diggins.
Well, I tell you, the refs have made it pretty clear. They're going to call him.
Well, they caught a couple of them, but they missed a call on each side there.
I understand that. But, you know, when your eyes are off or all you see is the fall.
But last time down, Wood had an offensive rebound putback. It was a one-footer and got his wrist pulled. No call.
Strathaven with the ball, trailing by two. 3.5 to go. First quarter, P.O. right of the key. P.O. dribbling left and right. Got to watch that five-second call. Got to get out of that. P.O. drives to the basket. The floater off the glass, though. P.O. follows. What a jumper he is. Far side to Edwards. He's fouled. And that is going to be team foul number four on Wood and the personal number three. Fouls on Newton, right? Number 11.
Third team foul, not the fourth.
Third team foul, Wood.
And again, we said all year, you know, our games this year, P.O. and Schuler are pretty quick off the bounce.
Gilday right of the key. He can hit those threes, as I talked about earlier. From our L.A. Fitness days, driving to the basket, turnover, and here you don't want to run and gun with these guys. Steal by Wood, behind the back dribble, going to the basket, down low, the big fella, the floater with the right hand is good by Woods, number 11, Manir Newton.
That was just all size. I mean, that was
he may have gotten fouled as well.
Yeah, it is a grind to win a PIAA state championship, as you guys very well know. Even for teams like Wood and Roman, you got to bring it every night, five games. Strathaven back, 2:43 to go in the first quarter, trailing by 4 points. Edwards, left of the key, Gilday. Gilday looking. He's going to take it all the way to the basket. Gets it out there. Schuler for three. Up, yes.
Uh-oh.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Matt Schuler with five. Strathaven down by Wood. Here comes down by one. Here's Wood with the ball. Stinson. Again, this is a quote-unquote young Wood team. It's Diggins. Or actually, yeah, it is Diggins, and he's going to be driving and fouled out high by Ebo Pio. That'll be team foul number two, Strathaven.
That was Schuler, I think, wasn't it? Yeah.
They're going to call it on Schuler, number E11. Foul Strathaven. Schuler won, Morris won, two for Diggins for Wood, and one for Manier Newton. 2:08 to go in the first quarter.
Last time down, Haven ran like the inverted 3-2, let Gilday drive and kick. Great play by Gilday last time down.
Three ball from the left wing, up and good. There's nothing you can do about that, guys.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Jalen Stinson for three. Four-point lead, Wood. 1:50 to go, first quarter. It's Pio. Beautiful move to the basket. Lay it up and in. Ebo Pio, lacrosse recruit, Jacksonville University. Strathaven only down by two. 1:35 to go, first quarter. Three ball from the left side is no good. Offensive rebound. As checking into the game, no but a foul. Driving to the basket, Randolph foul. Isaiah Freeman checking in for Strathaven. He's only a sophomore. And checking in. Coming into the game, who did I miss here for Wood? Anyway, at the line is Randolph shooting two. 1:27 to go first quarter, two-point lead, Archbishop Wood. Free throw up and good.
The last time down, David, I thought that was a little quick, right? When Haven went right to the basket in the
yes.
first 5 seconds, but he put him right in the spin cycle and got it right to the rim. I would say the tempo the last 2 minutes is probably quicker than Haven wants it to be.
Yes. up again, nothing but net. He'll be playing Division I ball someday. Marcus, and he's got an NBA name. Marcus Randolph, Strathaven down by four. Now full court pressure, kicked out of bounds. So Wood, they're very deep. Brennan Kersey is into the game, a 6'3 senior. And number 23 is a beast, 6'6 junior, Robert Jackson.
That was diamond pressure, diamond and one. Now they're back to a man-to-man full court pressure. And they're back jumping.
And it's going to be a foul on Stinson this time, his first.
Wood is putting on a full court press and trying to see what Haven does about it. And Haven's having its difficulty getting out of it.
Just get it to P.O.
Inbounding the ball, P.O. Backcourt.
They're trapping him.
Freeman, good job across the timeline. Schuler, two sophomores in there for Strathaven. P.O. top of the key, coming up on a minute to go in the first quarter from Bonner. First round of the state's two ball left of the key. No good by Gilday. And the rebound to Randolph. Randolph, can't believe he's only a junior. Top of the key for three again. And there's nothing you can't give these guys over.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Go back to this man-to-man press again.
Yeah, Jalen Stinson. It's a seven-point game. And almost a travel, but they get it across the timeline. Pio goes all the way to the basket. No, but a foul. It's going to be a block foul. Actually, that was really good defense there by Robert Jackson for Wood. He did exactly what the Andrew Carr does. And, of course, Woodward from Methacton, but they call a foul on him. That's five fouls. And the Wood fans are absolutely livid. Yeah,
that's not basketball call. First half. I don't know what that was.
So Pio goes to the line shooting two.
And misses. And you know what? Pio was fearless there. But now the last three possessions, they've had a total of one pass. So they cross half court and they just go on to the rack. One pass and a shot, and that was right to the rim.
Well, but I think what they're seeing is a lane. They figure they better take it before it shuts down.
Well, yeah, that wasn't even a great lane because there's some big bodies there being outside the lane area. Made one. But we discussed earlier, you want to wait. Now, let's see if they go for one shot. Half minute to go, up six.
All right, so one of two there for Pio, right?
Yes.
Wood with the ball.
They are in a zone now.
26 seconds to go. First quarter, Wood. Gets it out now. Three ball left of the key is back of the rim. No good by Randolph. Long rebound is taken by Jackson. 14 seconds ago off the bench. Jumper is no good by number 14, Mark Nouse. And we have Will George just checked into the game for Strathaven, number 10. And it's a foul on Wood, right?
Over the back. Yeah, over the back. And it was a little pushy, said the back. Now 11.8 to go in this quarter. Guess what? Wood's now in the penalty. They have six fouls. We're going to go to all 8 minutes. We'll see how many foul shots they take in the second quarter keep the game slow and keep the game somewhat within range.
That's fouls on Stinson, you said, guys?
Yeah.
It's number two on him. 16 fouls. Wood, six seconds to go in the quarter, first quarter. Strathaven down by six. Amazing. Three ball at the buzzer. Short by Edwards. And that's it. After one quarter of play, Archbishop Wood 17. And Strathaven 11 opening round boys basketball state playoffs, the 5A level at DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
We go to the second quarter. It is 17-11 in favor of Wood, Archbishop Wood, over Strathaven. Good game. All right, Mark?
Well, I'll go quickly. Strathaven shooting 4-for-9, 2-for-4 beyond the arc. Wood's shooting 6-for-12, which is 50%. That's a little too high. They got to hold it down a little bit. 3-for-8 from three-point land. I also noticed that when they shoot the ball up, I mean, I think Wood's game plan is sort of put the ball on the rim and go chase the rebound. They have 3, 4, 5 inches on all the guys.
Another Keystone Transport.
No worries there. So we'll see, again, 16 fouls for Wood. Looks like they may be in a little bit of a zone here, Dave.
So the beginning of the second quarter. is here. Strathaven with the ball, down 17-11, Bonner High School. Edwards, top of the key, Will George. Again, all really, really good multi-sport.
It's good. They're in an extended 2-3 zone. If I'm Haven, there's no rush here. Hold the ball for 45 seconds or a minute.
Absolutely.
Hold on.
Down low, Freeman.
Help him.
And Isaiah loses the ball. Look at that hustle. Then Gilday drives to the basket. Blocked out of bounds by Robert Jackson. But Gilday, these kids, you know, win or lose here tonight for Strathaven, they're going to learn so much, so many underclassmen. Toughen up, that's big, even tougher schedule.
You're
going to
learn
year.
That, yeah. Size helps.
Yeah. In all things.
Still in zone.
Archbishop Wood State runner-ups last year. State champs 5A 2 years ago. Actually 3 years ago with Colin Gillespie. John Mosco, head coach, absolute legend. One of the greatest guys around. 7-11 to go in the quarter, top of the key. Edwards now, you got P.O. for three. Right side, got to make those shots. Battling for that rebound. Shepard taps it to his teammate. Here comes Wood again. And driving back is Diggins and a foul on the floor. 6:58 to go, second quarter. Justin Morris ready to check back into the game for the Panthers. And that foul's going to be on
Will George, number 10 for Strathaven.
Thank you.
A couple of quick updates. 30-20, Chester Charter Sabres lead Greenwood, 5:44 to go in the third. And Archbishop Ryan leads Penwood, 34-20, 6:38 to go in the third.
Good, Penwood's hanging. There you go. Good stuff. That's going to be a travel inbounds play. Wood and a travel on Shepard. And back to Strathaven.
Kind of funny that we have an inbounds play similar to that. Robert Jackson just moved a Haven player about 4 feet backwards.
6:50 to go. Second quarter.
Back at Dave Berman and the gang. Man to man, David.
Freeman, bad pass. Uh-oh. Stolen, and Shepard will be in the NBA.
Oh,
I said someday. He'll not even lay it up, and then he will two-handed slam it.
He almost hit his head in the top light, Dave.
Yes. He's 6 foot six.
Do we have a light repairman here on standby?
Yeah. Well, it is what it is, man. It's a big-time talent that Philadelphia Catholic League. And Strathaven's down by 8. Three ball left wing corner. Yes.
Uh-oh.
Keep plugging. Justin Morris.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Missed it.
There you go. A miss by Wood. They rushed that ball up the court. Coming up on 6 minutes to go in quarter number two. Here's Pio going to the basket. Oh. No, but a foul. Ebo Pio shooting two. Strathaven only down by 5. 19-14. 6:03 to go, second quarter.
They ran again. You have to get back on this team, Dave. When you make a shot or miss a shot, you know, you can't be celebrating. Hey, look, I got 3-3. They ran it right down the court. Jackson had a layup and missed it. And then Pio went down the court, and he got a layup in the next 3 seconds.
My wife is sitting right next to Matt Smith, who covered, I guess, the girls' game first, right?
Right.
Yeah. And the free throw by Pio was good. And Cardinal O'Hara won big over Souderton.
He did.
That's pretty impressive. Souderton's always pretty good.
I think they were a 10 seed coming out there. They were young.
Okay. And then hopefully we'll have a Delco girls team go to the finals again this year, but it's going to be tough, right?
I agree.
Got Central Dolphin. But anyway, he had two last year. Pretty impressive. They both lost, but still got there. P.O. makes both.
Hey, the next break, let's ask Pete what's going on with his numbers when he gets a chance.
A little pressure here, full court by Haven.
19-16. Wood with the ball, 3-point lead, almost a travel, and it is.
Oh, my gosh.
Good job there, referee.
I don't think so.
We'll have to disagree once. I think that was a travel, yeah. And usually I never call
walks.
All right, guys, you'll finish it at the end of the game.
Hey, a little bit of pressure. Turnover within one possession.
Yep.
Strathaven back right to left. Schuler across midcourt. 5:43 to go. Second quarter. The Panthers from the Central League. First trip to the States since 2009. Wait till Edwards starts getting hot here. They're on him, but they have other weapons, Strathaven. There's a three ball, short, put up by Freeman, offensive rebound, and there's Edwards again, thought about the three, held up, and now out to Pio. Good hustle, Strathaven. Pio, take it to him, Ebo. Now they're going to call a walk on Ebo. Or off? No.
I think call an elbow.
Oh, is it elbow on Ebo?
Yeah.
No, he's a lacrosse player, and he's a great one.
How many is that, Andrew?
That's Ebo's first.
All right.
Team foul number 5 on Strathaven.
End of the third quarter. Chester Charter leads at 42-29.
Whoa.
Again, here's some token pressure. Sometimes teams do this in the college ranks just to sort of, you know, make the possession go a little bit longer and take them out of their comfort zone. Slow them up.
5:10 to go, second quarter. Wood with the ball, cross midcourt. A lot of these guys just, they just look like basketball players, Mark. Stopping, firing, Stinson, no good offensive rebound. That young man into the game doing a nice job. Number 14, Mark Nowles. He's a 10th grader.
Wow.
And the pass on the far side knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Strathaven. It is rocking and rolling in this old gymnasium, Bonner.
That was a jump stop contested little 16-footer. Strathaven has to love that shot.
Stopping, firing, same no move. Good again. Got to get that rebound. Box out. Good job. Over the back on, I think they're going to call the number 14, Nowles. Team foul number 8 on Wood here in the first half. It is and Mark Nowles.
Again, two things. One, I that's the shot they don't like, I don't think. I don't think that Coach Mosco enjoys that shot. No, what I was going to say was, that, you know, the guy jumped over, you know, the back. Usually you have to have a box out first before you get an over-the-back call. Just the fact that he jumps higher than you do doesn't necessarily necessitate an over-the-back call.
Justin Morris, 1-1. First is good. Justin has a 3-ball in this quarter now. Foul shot, 4 for the game. 4:48 to go.
I love this little pressure they're showing, this little token pressure. It's really helping him out.
Justin makes both. Gilday back into the game. 5 points for Justin Morris. What a job by Chris Conlon of Strathaven first year. And Danny Spangler, who was at Strathaven, and Danny at the Chester Charter School for the Scholars Academy. In the state playoffs, first time in the three-year of the programs, Chester Charter. So Wood comes back. Pass.
Good catch.
They're just so skilled, these guys. Hits the bottom of the backboard on a cross-court pass. They get away with it. Out of bounds. Or I thought that was good. Well, I don't know. It's going to be a foul on Strathaven. That'll be team foul number 6.
And his second, even more importantly.
Justin Morris back into the game at P.O. second.
He probably did bump him as he drove baseline. But then right after he bumped him, he got hooked. So he fell first, and then he probably got fouled second.
Inbounding the ball is Randolph for Wood. 3-ball, left side, Diggins is no good. Rebound, Strathaven, Isaiah Freeman, 10th grader. And a timeout called by Chris Conlon and Strathaven. The Panthers have the ball, 4:18 to go. Second quarter, Archbishop Wood 19, Strathaven 18 on DelcoHoops.com.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCauley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers reminding you that you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
4:18 to go. Second quarter. Strathaven has a chance to take the lead here. It's boys basketball. The Panthers in the black and gray uniforms. Archbishop Wood, Philadelphia Catholic lead. Well, league in the white and yellow.
And they're back in the zone. And with Pio on the bench with 2 fouls, I would hold this near half court as long as you can.
Absolutely. 18 fouls on Archbishop Wood. 6 on Strathaven. 3:57 to go. Schuler to the basket. No, but a foul. He is so athletic fearless. He'll be shooting 2. Fouls on Mark Nowles, his second.
Yep. And Mike Nowles is a forward, but it was a mismatch, and he took advantage of it. And go figure. They're going to be shooting to tie the game at 3:52 to go in the half.
At the line, Matt Schuler shooting 2. Can give Strathaven the lead right here. Up. Short. Back in the game is Shepard, number 22, and number 23, Robert Jackson. You play a team like this, and then other game. Yeah, you're playing up to your competition again, but Strathaven, they beat Lancaster McCaskey out at McCaskey, and that's tough to do, man. We are tied at 19 as Schuler. Schuler makes both.
Chester Charter up 47-32, 5:44 to go in the game.
It looks like they're going to pull that one out. We're all driving to the basket. Dipsy-doo, no good by Diggins on the rebound. Strathaven, we're tied at 19. 3:37 to go, second quarter. The Panthers with the ball. Man, they're playing some ball here tonight. Dave Berman, Mark Jordan. Pete Fulgenetti, rest of the gang here, Mike Mayer and Andrew Kaufman. They weave it around out high. Yeah, Mark, I would definitely. I know, but they want to push it. Well, that's the thing.
And they have 19 fouls. So the next team fouls me two shots for them. Rest of the half, the last 3 minutes.
Gilde thought about it. Getting it out now. 3:12 to go. Top of the key is Schuler, right side to Morris. Morris into the lane. Ball is thrown underneath, deflected out of bounds by Wood.
1:54 to go in the third quarter. Penwood battling back, down only five now, 37-32 to Archbishop Ryan.
Catholic League teams in a battle with the public schools here tonight in the opening round of the state tournament.
One quick mini stat here. So far, points in the paint. Archbishop Wood only has 6 points in the paint, which to me coming in, I would have thought that wouldn't be possible.
And Strathaven, more and more confidence as this game goes. It's Edwards, right of the key, right side Gilde, Robbie at the right wing corner, dribbling with the left hand, flips it to Edwards. Got to watch again the sidelines there. Edwards, right of the key. He's going after it, and he stops at the foul line. Left side, Justin Morris. Good, good. Patience. Justin, top of the key to Gilde. It looks like they're playing Abingdon Heights-type basketball. It's unbelievable. It's great. Now it is Isaiah Freeman. Isaiah, good to see him under control.
This is very much so.
Chester Biddy League legend.
Oh.
It's Isaiah. Oh, yeah. And top of the key to Gilde. 2:20 to go, second quarter. Good. And this is, you talk about teaching discipline to kids.
Well, held the ball for about a minute so far.
Boy, I tell you, Wood's defense is outstanding.
Short, but offensive foul on Schuler.
Got to keep that elbow tucked in.
That's only his second.
Well, that's two for him?
Yeah.
Well, now they lost both of their they're bringing P.O. back in with two fouls with 2:08 to go.
Strathaven, Gilde, who's a junior. He's in there. Edwards, junior. Morris, senior. P.O., senior. Isaiah Freeman, sophomore.
You can use your elbow as long as you keep it up to your body. You push out like that, you're going to call it every single time.
Randolph, top of the key, left of the key, Rasul Diggins. Tied at 19, ladies and gentlemen. Archbishop Wood and Strathaven, left wing. That's a tough shot to make, baby. In and out. Good box out right there. Good job by Freeman.
He's not scared
of anybody, Isaiah. And Strathaven comes back with 1:42 to go in the quarter. And Luke Edwards scoreless so far. But you have the other guys picking up and playing good defense. The fundamentals, the boxing out. Between the circles now is Pio. Driving to the basket, off the glass, no one but a foul. And let's
fearless.
See who that's on. Is that going to be, if it's on Stinson, it's his third.
The second on Jackson. On Robert Jackson.
Number two, Robert Jackson.
23.
How about the smallest guy on the floor is fearless going to the rack there with two fouls, by the way. So if a guy steps in, could be a charge, could be a third foul. He doesn't care. It's a state playoff game, David.
Jacksonville lacrosse.
Guess what?
Good.
We've got a new leader here, David.
Yes, we do.
First lead of the game for Haven.
But again, we haven't seen Wood play much, but Marcus Randolph has attempted now 4 3-pointers.
Yes.
And he's 1 for 4. Maybe that's his game, but again, with the size disadvantage, what do you want to at least throw the ball to somewhere near the low block?
Ebo Pio again, up and got it.
This is unreal.
Strathaven 21, Archbishop Wood 19 with 1:20 to go. Here in the second quarter from Bonner High School, Drexel Hill 5A state tournament, round one. It is rest of the way, do or die.
2-3 zone, Mark.
3-2 matchup. They're matching up wherever they get a chance.
Diggins,
there it is. They got inside.
Down low. They get it out now. 3-ball from the right side.
But
yes.
Notice that ball went inside out. They got it into the paint and then kicked it outside to the corner. That's what they should be doing.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Jalen Stinson, 6-foot junior with that 3-ball, has 9 in the game, all on 3-balls, 47 seconds to go in the second quarter. Pio loses control of the ball. It's a turnover. Back they come, shot blocked, but a foul. Edwards thought he got it clean, but it's going to be on Luke.
He did.
And that'll be his first, I do believe, and so it is.
That's just his first.
And going to the line, shooting two is Rasul Diggins.
Again, I think if Ebo had a chance to do it over again, he would have probably just held it out there. Maybe trying to get one shot with 40 seconds left.
Misses the first. Back into the game, Munir Newton, 6'5 junior for the Vikings of Archbishop Wood and Brennan Kersey. 39.7 seconds to go. Second quarter from Bonner High School. Friday night makes the second. Does Diggins. Rasul only has 3 points.
End of the third quarter at Norristown High School. Archbishop Ryan leads 39-33 over Penwood.
All right, this game, we're up 23-21, Wood over Haven.
With 35 seconds to go.
Height.
Second quarter. Yep. Schuler, top of the key. Got to come to the ball, guys. Schuler's going to try to take it himself, but, you know, 23 seconds ago, top of the key. Man, he's picking up his game. A little showboat out there, but he can't turn the ball over. Gilday, left wing corner, out the P.O., left of the key.
Perfect.
14 seconds to go. Second quarter, Strathaven down by two. P.O. going all the way to the basket. Oh. Shot, no good. Battling, goes out of bounds. 5 seconds to go. It's going to be Wood ball. Will George coming into the game for Strathaven, and checking back in is Diggins.
That's a good move. Make sure neither one of those guys get fouled for Haven.
I agree. But now this team can push up fast. 5 seconds is an eternity for this team.
Also into the game, 34, Carl Borgstrom.
Get up.
Yeah, I would run up on him.
Get up. Oh,
yeah,
boy.
Now they're going to.
Oh, boy.
In the you front don't want court, a foul, though. All the way to the basket, lay it up and in. Yes, basket by Diggins. And we go to halftime. A little late run there for Wood. And it's Archbishop Wood, 25, and Strathaven, 21. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball, the state playoffs, round number one, 5A, DelcoHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
Son, be a dentist.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double-decker is the home of the original inside-out pizza. Double-decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers, and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room or takeout, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Stores also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
We're at halftime, and we got a ball game, ladies and gentlemen. The opening round of the state tournament, 5A level on this Friday night here in Delaware County, Bonner High School, Drexel Hill, home of John Cappelletti. It's Archbishop Wood leading Strathaven, 25-21. Guys, take it away. I know you have a lot to say. I'm a poet and don't know.
Can we try to start with Pete first? He's got a mic that works.
Go with it. We have a 25-21 game, and the thing that I see so far is Archbishop Wood has really got to go down low. They got size, they got big men, they're not taking advantage of it. They're taking too many threes, I think. That's personally. I think Strathaven has played a very smart game. They've controlled the ball. They run the clock. You know, they're getting some of the Wood players in trouble. Excuse me, Wood has 10 team fouls, so it's not like they're just standing there. So I mean, Haven's played a great game. If they continue to play, they got to control the ball. if they try to run with this team, they're going to get blown out. But the way they're hanging in there now, to continue that in the second half, this game could go down to foul shots.
Mark?
I hope you're right, actually, but shooting Strathaven 5 for 14, 3 for 7 from beyond the arc, which is not that bad. Wood cooled off a little bit like we thought they might. 9 for 21 for the half, about 42%. 4 for 11 from three-point land. So they've taken 11 threes, only 10 twos, Wood. Interesting. And the key point, which Pete just mentioned, foul shots, which I would have thought would have definitely been in Wood's favor with all the size advantage. 8 for 10 for Strathaven. 3 for 4 only for Archbishop Wood. Now you might say, oh, they're playing around with them. Who knows, yada, yada. I thought they did a great job there with that token pressure in the second quarter. They were in that 1-2-2, and like Villanova does that once in a while in college. Not necessarily to trap you or turn you over, just to slow you down. And you have to make about 3 or 4 passes and bring the ball over the court slowly. Up to that last, what was it, a 6-0 run there in the last minute? That one sort of gets you. Again, that they shot quick, I thought. And then the last play, they let the ball roll past half court. Usually you have one person down the court. They're going to pick the ball up on their foul line and try to bring the ball all the way down, you know, 60 feet or so. But I would say, you know, in Haven's locker room, a lot of things they probably talked about before the game. You mentioned about playing a perfect game. They didn't play perfect whatsoever, Strathaven, but they held a 2-point lead with a minute and change to go in the half against a very, very, very good team.
Well, and it looked earlier like Wood was going to start pulling away. They were up, I think, a 7-point lead at one point. 19, was it that high?
19-11.
Again, 8-point lead.
And maybe Wood wasn't on, you know, Wood didn't bring the right game. And we mentioned about the show or the game before. I'm not saying that the coach would say that, per se, Michael. But guess what? They come in saying, guess what? They know the players. They know the AAU circuit. They know who's who. And when they play the Catholic League, they play against the AAU circuit, the top-level players. And they probably thought, oh, this guy P.O. and this guy Schuler. And guess what? They're quick, and they got to the rim. They got fouled. So, you know, I think Haven's game plan of pulling them out in that high 3-2 set, getting the Wood guys away from the lane and trying to drive in there and draw Gates in contact, definitely worked for them. Now, will work, you know, long-term. Don't be surprised if Wood comes out full court pressure, some more traps, and get some quick runouts and live ball turnovers and attack the rim. They got the last two may have been one of the easiest. They had one dunk, right, on the one turnover, and that last layup. Other than that, they didn't have very many easy points.
If I'm Coach Mosco with Wood, I come out, my speech in the locker room is, hey, this has got to stop. You don't allow these guys to stand around and be in this game. You had them on the ropes a little bit. You had an 8-point lead. You should have put it to them, taken them out of the game, and you let them get right back in it. You let that happen in a fourth for this one, we may go home without any games to play.
Well, that's a great point. And two, to add on to that, one, they took 11 threes, which, again, some teams in the Catholic League would make sense, obviously, packing it in. But against Haven, with their size, I definitely would throw the ball inside out. If you notice the last three, the ball went into the low block. Two guys converged on it. Kicked out to the corner for a wide-open three. That's one. And two is stop the contested shots. You don't need to, in my mind, to take a 16-footer with a hand in your face against Strathaven. You can probably work the ball around and get wide-open threes or wide-open shots in the paint.
Well, I think Wood likes to play faster. I think Haven's successfully slowed down the game. I think Wood's going to have to come back and say, look, we have to speed it up. We have to run into the paint. We have to take our shots in there, stop at the three-point shots. And we want to pile it up, as we saw in the last couple of minutes, we want to just make it all work. All right, but we're going to come back for the second half. Dave,
yes, we're at halftime. It's Archbishop Wood 25, Strathaven 21. It's not high school football. It is high school basketball. We'll get to that in a moment on DelcoHoops.com.
Looking for a great place to buy your vitamins, herbs, and supplements? Locally owned and operated Berman's Health Shop on Edgemont Avenue in Brookhaven carries a tremendous selection of product and features their own brand of vitamins, herbs, and supplements that delivers more than 50 patented and trademark ingredients. Each of their branded products include independent lab analysis. Berman's Health Shop, where you are family. For all your health shop needs, open 7 days a week in Brookhaven, 610-874-8418.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Sandy McCauley has almost 20 years of real estate experience and is a seller representative specialist as well as a certified residential specialist. Sandy specializes in both Delaware and Chester County real estate. Sandy conveniently works out of the Media Berkshire Hathaway Home Marketing Center in Media. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Give Sandy a call at 610-368-6641.
PNC Bank has technology to help make banking easier, like a PNC Business line of credit.
or PNC Total Auto, a place online to easily find and finance the right car for you, or PNC Home Insight, to search for a new house within your budget. PNC, make today the day.
PNC Bank branches in Nether Providence and Swarthmore are ready to help you with all your banking needs. Stop by and say hello. Make today the day. Welcome back to the second half of tonight's basketball game. Tonight's sponsors are the 500 employees of Keystone Quality Transport, supporting high school basketball in Delaware County. Sandy McCulley at Berkshire Hathaway Home Services and Media. Give her a call when buying or selling your home.
Woodland Dental Associates, Dr. Goddick and Dr. Young, for all your dental needs.
The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day.
Berman's Health Shop, for all your vitamins, herbs, and supplements in Brookhaven.
PNC Bank, with 9 branches to serve you in Delaware County. Make today the day.
Double Decker Pizza in Media, home of the original Inside Out Pizza. Dine in or take out.
Now back to the second half with Dave Berman, Radnor coach Mark Jordan, Andrew Kaufman, Pete Fulginetti, and Mike Mayer.
This is not the first time that Strathaven, the Strathaven High School sports team, has had to play Archbishop Wood in the state tournament. Our football team in 2010 sure could have won the state championship that year, but had a run in the wood in the state quarterfinals and lost 24-14. And Mike, you probably broadcasted that game, I would imagine.
Oh, we sure did.
And that was they gave Wood a whole heck of a sure big did battle
they,
right
they,
then.
They were winning that game for yes a while and thought we were going to turn it around in the third quarter, as I remember. Huh.
Yeah, so 25-21, Wood is up by 4. We begin the third quarter. Real quick, Diggins.
Well, we said he had 2 fouls, right, early on?
Yeah.
He may have played, what, maybe 6-7 minutes max? Maybe. Now he's back in.
And Chester Charter won tonight, which is good. The boys, and they go to the Sweet 16. Here's Wood left to right. Hop, skip to the basket. Oh, lay it up and in. That's, I call it hop, skip. What do they call it? Euro step? Is that the new term? And that's Diggins. You just, hey, he scored, let's see, 5 straight points. So now it's a 6-point lead for Archbishop Wood. Strathaven coming back. The pride of Wallingford Swarthmore. 37th year. They started 1983-84. Between the circles, Morris. Justin dribbles to the right, flips it off to Pio. Still take your time here.
Yeah, but they're not doing the 3-2 set. They're running some screens here trying to attack.
Somebody should be open. It's Gilday on the back door. Robbie misses the layup and got to make those on the rebound, the Wood. That was a great play call, but got to take advantage of every opportunity against this team. There's a steal. And Morris is going to come back to a good give and go. Lay it up with a left hand. Yes.
That's unselfish.
Schuller to Luke Edwards for 2.
Got that one back.
Down by 4. Into the lane. We'll see what coaches Conlon of Strathaven and Moscow of Wood, what kind of adjustments. 6:41 to go in the third. Big student second here. Strathaven basketball is back. 17 wins this year right at the key. With the rock is Randolph. He's going to then left it. He stops, pops, no good. Offensive rebound, up, good, and a foul by Manier Newton, who's a 6'5 junior. And Manier has a total of 4 points. Foul Gilday, I do believe.
Just his first.
And again, Marcus Randolph took a tough shot, I thought. A contested, 16, 17 footer. But again, it's almost like a pass. Goes up, went Newton, rebound, and 1.
And he hits the 1. Newton with 3 in the quarter. 5 for the game. We're at Bonner High School in Drexel Hill. Dave Berman and the gang here, DelcoHoops.com. The first night playoffs, 6A boys. And other classes go at it tomorrow. In the back, we've got to get it across the timeline. Edwards does. Somebody should be open. It's P.O. Now he fakes and he travels going to the basket. So turnover Strathaven. 6:11 to go in the third quarter. And Wood now leads by 7, 30-23. Wood coming back to pick it up the pace a little bit here. Diggins, 20-5 is their record. They got to travel a little bit because they got knocked out of the semifinals of the Philadelphia Catholic League tournament. No shame there. Driving to the basket, off-balance shot. No, but a foul on P.O. He's not happy about
it. P.O.
He looks upset about it.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, that's
not on him. Again, he was the referee couldn't see. He was, the PO's back was to the ball, but we had a great look at that.
So at the line is, you called it, Rasul Diggins Wood. Free throw is good. Only had 2 points in the first quarter.
That being said, that was a nice set run by Wood there. They got Diggins free in the wing. Yeah, we just shimmied him, drove in, got some contact.
Diggins again.
Yes. It's getting close, guys. It's getting to that point now.
Yep, they got it. They got to shut them. They got it. Haven's got to shut Wood down and make some points here.
Oh, no. Turnover, Pio. Another one. Diggins comes back for Wood, right to left. Coach Mosco tells the guys to calm it down a little bit. Shot no good, tap no good. Strathaven the rebound. 5.5 to go. Third quarter, Strathaven down by 9. They got to start getting something together right here. Can't turn the ball over. Hit shots, Robbie. 3-ball, no good. Offensive rebound. Edwards up, no, but a foul. And that is going to be on, oh, what an athlete, Deshaun Shepherd. That'll be his first. Two shots for Luke, who has 2 points. 6'3", junior. A layup here in the third quarter. Up, got it.
Maybe just me, David. He looks more than 2 inches smaller than that.
A lot of college scouts here, and most of them basketball checking out Wood, but that's where a kid like Edwards and Gilder get some looks. That's where you find a diamond in the rough, and Luke is one of those, and he makes both. 7-point lead. Wood driving to the basket, block. Oh, a partially block, but he's strong enough, lays it up and in.
Absolutely.
And the bucket there by Jalen Stinson, who has 11 points. We'll call it's a Strathaven goal's time. 5:09 to go in the third quarter. It is 34-25. Archbishop Wood over Strathaven boys. Playoff action, DelcoHoops.com.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a double-decker pizza from their media location on Baltimore Avenue. Double-decker is the home of the original inside-out pizza. Double-decker also offers great salads, wings, wraps, and burgers, and sandwiches of all kinds. You can eat in their wonderful double-decker dining room or takeout, and delivery is available as well. Call right now to order your pizza at 610-565-1345. Stores also located in Ridley Park and Glen Olden.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
5:09 to go, third quarter. Dave Berman and the gang, 34-25, 9-point lead. Archbishop Wood, mark your playoff game against Twin Valley tomorrow. Girls basketball, 5A, live on WEEU Radio, 8:30.
Yes.
You and Paul Roberts interviewed you. That's great.
That'd be great. Some bad news for Haven fans. So far, Wood this quarter, 6 points in the paint and 3 foul shots. So they've gotten pretty much 9 easy points.
Strathaven across the timeline. P.O., foul line, Gilday driving to the basket with the floater. It's up, no good, and the rebound is by Wood and a foul on Gilday. Robbie's second. 4:54 to go in the third quarter. Wood with the ball, 9-point lead.
To accent that point, they had 6 points in the paint for the first two quarters, saved the last layup. They have 6 points. The first 3 minutes.
Alley-oop for Shepherd. Then he gets it out to the sweet shooting left-handed shot. They're very sweet. He misses it. Marcus Randolph, but a foul on the play. And that's going to be on Gilday, I do believe, his third.
No, it's the fourth on Ebo Pio.
Oh, boy, that's even worse. And it looked like he kicked his foot out on that jump shot. A professional move by Marcus Randolph.
Makes the first. Hard to believe these kids are underclassmen, too, here for Wood.
Oh, my Lord.
Minute 43 to go in the game from Norristown. Archbishop Ryan leads 54-43 over Penwood.
Yeah, they battled. It's really tough to beat these these teams. And they're really good.
All right. That helps you.
Yeah.
Oh, this kid's going to be a great college
player. Yeah, I mean, he makes both.
So we mentioned foul shots at halftime. It's now 5 for 5 at Wood in the first 3 minutes.
So that was Randolph making both. I have him for 9 points. George top of the key. 4:30 to go. Steal.
Uh-oh.
Watch out. It's Diggins fouled on the floor by George. Oh, no, they're going to call a foul on Wood.
Yep.
Wow.
No.
Maybe a
no.
Maybe a
They're giving the third on Diggins.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe a makeup call.
Yes.
Strathaven's down by 11, though, 4:27 to go in the third.
We're not seeing the three-point shots right now, are we?
No.
Not very good. 0 for 1.
Strathaven just 4 points. There's another turnover. Can't do it. Got to stay disciplined the whole game. Here's Shepard to Newton. Jumper, yes. Let's check that. Marcus Randolph with the jumper.
He's going to get his shots any game he wants.
Yep.
Smooth lefty.
4 minutes to go, and now the lead is up to 13 for Archbishop Wood. George, there's Edwards, three ball left side, no good, too strong. And the board by Munir Newton to Diggins across the timeline. Diggins left of the key,
oh my,
down low.
Uh-oh.
One-handed jam by number 11, and that is Newton, who has 5 in the quarter, 7 for the game. Timeout Strathaven, 3:40 to go in the third, and Archbishop Wood 40, Strathaven 25. It never sounded so good at the boys' high school basketball playoff action. DelcoHoops.com.
This broadcast is copyrighted by DelcoHoops.com for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without DelcoHoops.com's consent is prohibited.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
And we have 3:40 to go in the third quarter, 40-25 now. Strathaven trailing Archbishop Wood by 15 over Coatesville tonight. Congratulations, Coach Dan Spangler, as the Chester Charter boys basketball team, their first ever playoff, state playoff game, and they get their first win ever, beating a real scrappy team from Central PA, Greenwood, 57-41 off the round number two.
So for 16 minutes, Haven did a great job keeping them off the foul line and out of the paint. In the first 4 minutes and 20 seconds of this quarter, they have 10 points in the paint and 5 foul shots.
Yeah, well,
15 points.
At halftime, I mentioned that the Wood would be going more inside and all, and this is exactly what they did.
Yep.
Strathaven with the ball across the timeline, midcourt, Schuler between the circles. Penetrates off the glass, no good, and an undercut on Schuler. So that'll be another foul on Matt. I have him for three.
Yeah, that's his third.
Well, that's also a problem. So him and Pio have 7 fouls. Tough amount of comeback without those guys in the game.
Well, and you with 15 points down, you can't afford to pull them out, and you can't afford to let them take it easy. They just got to try to play smart, but odds are it's not going to go well.
But, again, that possession was no passes, Michael. They crossed the half court, and the first guy that had the ball took the shot right to the lane, sort of contested. It's tough.
It's going to take one heck of a public school team to beat these guys.
That's correct.
Wood driving to the basket. Layup.
Oh, my gosh.
Boy, and they smacked his ball on the dribble, and he still held it.
He lost it twice there on the drive.
Correct. He's from left-handed to right-hand and still finished, again, in the paint.
The player they're talking about is Rasul Diggins. There's another turnover. Diggins with a two. Now Rasul comes back. Coach Jordan called it.
Oh, no.
Going to the basket. Lay it up and in.
This is a layup. No, it's a layup drill, kids.
Yeah.
Not lying to you.
Now the lead's up to 19. You got to keep your heads in the game. And, you know, and Edwards comes back for Strathaven. Edwards to the basket. Floater, glass, no good.
Now they can't buy a shot.
Yeah, taken by Newton. Newton gives it to Stinson. Stinson across the timeline. Diggins called for a travel in the right wing corner. 2.5 to go in the third quarter. And coming into the game, with all these guys coming back, this is number 23, Robert Jackson for Wood. And with all these guys coming back next year, Wood's going to be preseason nationally ranked. And so will Roman, all this unbelievable talent. But it does take a special public school to beat him, and that was almost Abington Heights, and then Moon did it last year with all seniors. But we'll see. To the basket, Schuler, to Isaiah Freeman. Blocked. And then he, little elbow right there.
There was an elbow, no call.
Yeah, let's down low. Jackson loses the ball out of bounds.
That's baseball karma.
All right, 2:12 to go. We are in the third quarter. The state playoffs underway, and Strathaven now is down by 19, 44-25, with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter.
David, 25-4 run for Wood here.
Impressive, and they're not letting up. He spins. Oh. That's great defense travel. That is just absolutely fantastic defense Rasul Diggins.
And that's why he's the top 60 player in the country.
Yes.
I mean, he goes right hand, he can go left hand, and that was great defense. He knew he was spinning back, gave him a little bit of a daylight to go hard left. He spun back and he traveled right at him.
Winner of this game will take on either Pittston or Pencrest. Oh. And if Wood hangs on, it'll be a rematch of last year's second round. Reach in foul, Strathaven, team foul number six. And let's see, individually it is.
On Justin Morris, his second.
Yep. And funny how it turned around, Andrew. Like, last first half, at one time it was like 8-3, I believe. Wood had the 8 fouls to 3. Now it's 6-2, Haven. So now they're shooting fouls the rest of the game, the last 9:45.
Deshaun Shepard, now 3-ball left side. Diggins again. And if
another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Diggins in this quarter, I'm for 12 points. 17 for the game. Lead is up to 22, 47-25. Schuler gets it out, 3-ball. Left short. Wing, short. Strathaven can't make their shots. It's Freeman, picks the ball up underneath the Edwards layup, blocked and taken by Wood.
Jackson.
I mean, it's almost like playing a college team. Driving to the basket, lay it up, no good. Rebound is taken by Strathaven, a Division I college basketball team. And Schuler comes back across midcourt. 1 minute to go in the quarter. Strathaven down by 22. Edwards penetrates, getting it out now. Left of the key, Ibo Pio. 53 seconds to go in the quarter. Pio drives to the basket, lay it up and in. Ibo Pio. He has 9 points. Strathaven down by 20, 47-27. 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. Diggins. Right of the key, 3-ball, good. Boy, I tell you what.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
How about, you know who should come down? Well, he's coming down here a lot. Patrick Chambers of Penn State. Whoa. And there's a kid I could see playing for Penn State someday.
He's pretty smooth, athletic, great lefty, almost like a Johnny Dawkins with a bigger hairdo. But he's fantastic. And it's interesting. They punched it inside this the first 6 minutes of this quarter. Had all those points in the paint, 1, 2, 3, 4. Six layups, and a dunk. And now the last two shots, three-pointers. Both went in.
It would actually had a 6-overtime game that lost to a powerhouse, a private school down in Virginia. They play separate. But anyway, 3-ball, yes, that's a 3-ball for Matt Schuler.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
He has 9 points. 16 seconds to go, third quarter. Back comes Archbishop Wood. Driving to the basket. Tipsy-do move, no but a foul. And going is Jalen Stinson at 9 in the first half. 2 here. In the third quarter, but it's been the Rasul Diggins show, and he's got tons of Division I schools after him. All these guys, I wouldn't say the whole team.
Well, enough. I mean, in person, I mean, Diggins and Randolph stand out with their athletic ability, the ability to shoot the three and attack the rim, and defense. How about they've just blocked 3 shots in front of us, too?
And we'll see what our schedule looks like next week. Free throw is good by Stinson for Archbishop Wood. You will not find a nicer guy than John Mosco. Year number 7. Lost his wife a couple years ago to that C word again. Mm-hmm. And
guess what?
All kinds of fundraisers.
He does a great job. His kids space the floor.
This is not easy.
They space the floor. You can tell why they've got 20 wins or so.
He won a lot of state championships as an assistant at Newman Goretti under Carl Arrigale. So that's a good mentor right there.
Stinson made both free throws.
Yes. 4 in the quarter. Well, 4 seconds to go. Strathaven across the timeline. 3-ball by Freeman is wide, and we go to quarter number 4. Your score now.
Oh,
the Archbishop Wood Vikings, 52, and Strathaven Panthers, 30. The opening round of the state tournament, 5A level on DelcoHoops.com.
You'll be a dentist.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but a clean and healthy mouth is an important part of good hygiene. Doctors Bruce Goddick and Russell Young at Woodland Dental Associates is a complete family dental office which offers skilled cleanings, root canals, cosmetic bonding, and whitening, and so many other fine dental services. They accept most insurance plans and are located conveniently on Fairview Road. Give them a call at 610-833-2660 and set up a visit.
Son, be a dentist.
This is Ralph Lawler with the Los Angeles Clippers. For high school basketball at its best, stay right here at DelcoHoops.com.
Final 8 minutes of the ball game, and Strathaven is down by 22 points. A lot of people complaining about the sights. We got a good sight here tonight, not far from Strathaven, a 6th seed here in Delaware County, but I can't believe where all these the Chester teams went.
Real quick, Haven 3-for-13. You mentioned a perfect game. Wood just shot 9-for-12 that quarter, 7-for-10 from 2.
Dipsy-Doo shot, driving to the basket. Schuler, no good. And here comes Wood. They're having some fun now. All the way to the basket. Too strong, too good. And he lays it up. And Marcus Randolph, unbelievable second half he has had.
Final from Norristown High School. Archbishop Ryan knocks off Penwood 62-50.
Good effort, Penwood. Matt Lindeman, great job. Tremendous season. They're going to be really tough next year, Del Val. Freeman, left of the key. Trips, falls, foul on Wood. Team foul. Just their third here in the second half on the Vikings of Wood. And they lead it over Strathaven 54-30.
What was that score that quarter? Anybody had the score that last quarter?
Yeah, I'll have that.
Oh, I know. The score?
Foul shooting was 7-for-7. That was a flawless quarter by Wood.
27-9.
27-9.
For Archbishop Wood. Jeez, in that third quarter.
It's Schuler between the circles.
Oh, no.
And pass to Pio on the far side. Pio looks to take it all the way to the basket. Gets it out left side to Morris, left wing corner. What a job he's done over the years. Driving to the basket. Oh, locked in there by Wood again. And that is Newton. All the way, right side, Diggins, three ball up. It skims the rim, no good. Isaiah Freeman, rebound, Strathaven, 6:47 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Wood, 54, and Strathaven, 30. Lay it up, too strong by Pio. Here's Diggins back, head of the pack, lay it up and in. He is so smooth that Marcus Randolph, I have him for 18.
And 4 points right now with layups this quarter.
Now it's all about trying to win this fourth quarter for Strathaven. Get the younger guys out there. Grizzled senior Justin Morris, great job, senior leadership. Pio, Ebo, the same thing. NBA three, yes, by Justin Morris.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Justin has 8. And a push foul, team foul number 8 on Strathaven.
And that's
Strathaven.
His fifth foul. Why would he call that? I know that ref.
So that'll... And Ebo's basketball career, but he's got a big boys lacrosse season coming up. Strathaven's always in the running for a state championship there. A standing ovation for Ebo, Pio, and senior Justin Morris, headed to Penn State. Probably play some club sports. I know Justin's the type of kid. He can play D2, D3 at some other sports. But he's going up to Penn State where his buddy John Harris, former Strathaven great. Free throw is good by Stinson. Stinson had 9 at halftime, 13 after 3. I'm for 14 right now.
Well, they're 8 for 8 from the line this half. 8 for 8, David.
To say the least, they're very skilled.
Oh, to say the least. I mean, they play the game extremely well, which is why, you know, they're a favorite team.
And it really
got height and size to go with it.
That Abingtonites team, unbelievable, beating that Bonner team. They were just a special group of, and they actually didn't make the state's issue, but. Edwards looks to penetrate, dishes underneath Borgstrom to Gilday, off Robbie's hands, out of bounds. So it shows you public schools can do it, but it's tough, as you know, Mark. You have to have a special team.
Well, and to do it for 32 minutes, like we always say.
Yeah, exactly.
In a game of football, you could probably do it for maybe a quarter and a half, maybe a half. But these guys get you, and they grind you out the entire game. And look at this team. I mean, Haven played almost a flawless 11 and a half minutes in the first half. And look at this. Avalanche came down.
It was tied 19. All right, Strathaven was up.
We're up by 2. Yeah.
Late in the second quarter. And then, boom, by this guy. Up the glass. Good. What? Man, he's tough. Rasul Diggins.
That's a quick side note. These rims are awful giving, aren't they? Forgiving, these rims?
Yeah.
You would think the scores here would be pretty high.
19 for Diggins. Shot no good. Good job, Robbie, battling for the rebound. Strathaven to Borgstrom. He's a good young talent. Going to have to hit the weights. Little Carl, 6'2 junior. Gilday getting out three ball. Edwards up. Yes.
All right.
Luke Edwards.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
He'll be back.
Oh, no.
Driving
to
the basket. No, but a foul. On the floor, it'll be 1-1 for number 2. I believe it's going to be 1-1 if it's on the floor, and it's team foul number 9 on Strathaven.
But Randolph was going to try and flush one down from the baseline with his right hand, his offhand, and I think he got popped in the nose.
Maybe their best player, Wood, talent-wise, overall athleticism, unbelievable. A guy I can see in the NBA someday. 6'6" junior Deshaun Shepard only has 2 points.
It is a 1-1.
He's just doing his thing. Team ball.
Who do we want to get for an interview if we can?
Well, I tell you what, if I would love free throw is good here by
Randolph or Diggins.
Yeah, Randolph. Well, all right. I know. I know they lost, but like a wrap up of the season for Coach Conlon. But I don't know if he would want to come over or not. Like a because
well, that would be a good idea if he'll talk.
Yeah. Well, you know, we'll see if not. Well, I would go the coach.
PO's. Okay. Rabbi,
the coach, if he wants to. If not, we'll have Russell Diggins, guys. Two free throws there by Newton, or is that that's Randolph, right?
Randolph.
So I have him for 20 points.
Oh, no.
Backcourt violation it is on Strathaven. 4:40 to go in the game. It's 62-36 in favor of Archbishop Wood. Justin Morris back into the game for the Panthers. Coming out, Luke Edwards. A learning experience,
yeah,
in more ways than one for Strathaven.
It is, but I guess in the bigger picture, you know, they're never going to be a team like Wood, but they can learn that, you know, this is a way to get here every year.
It's kind of sad, though, because, you know, Strathaven's going to be really, really tough next year, and they're going to have to run into these guys again.
Correct.
Here's a stop and a pop and a miss offensive rebound up. Good defense blocked by Gilday as he blocks the shot of Newton.
I think that was Will George blocking it, the little guy.
We're caddy quarter here, so 4:11 to go in the fourth quarter. 62-36, Archbishop Wood. So, Wood's most valuable player, Razul Diggins.
Oh,
and
no.
He can't get too quick,
oh,
too slow.
Steal.
They're like tigers after meat out there. Steal Wood, and then they throw the ball away in the right wing corner. And back into the game is Naus, number 14, and a newcomer for Wood. Easy name to pronounce. He's a 6'4". Are you kidding me? Another underclassman, John Donahue. They do have a senior, Dom Borzacello. He's 6'9".
Okay.
Hasn't been in the game yet. Number 5, Brennan Kersey, 6'3", senior. They're 2, and that's it.
You may see them shortly.
3:52 to go. We're at Bonner. We're in the fourth quarter, and it is all Archbishop Wood after one quarter.
You know, one of the good things about basketball is that you can have your little wins on the court, you know, where you make the shot, you take the three-pointer, you stuff some guy. Even though you lose by 20, 24, you had your individual victories. And that's really where Haven's at right now. We're going to play the game. We're going to take our wins where we can, even though we won't, you know, short of a miracle, be able to pull this one out.
Borkstrom to inbound the ball. Strathaven. We'll be back. I'm proud to be their public address announcer for many of their games this year. And that, you know, a lot of good PR they're doing now. Wood is really clearing the bench here.
Well, and they should. It's under 4 minutes to go, up by 26. So I think Diggins and Stinson are coming out.
Oh. Will George, strong to the basket, lays it up and in for Strathaven. First two of the night. And a travel. I missed something. I had my head down.
Travel.
Oh, it was a travel, yeah, going to the basket.
Well, it's interesting. Like this is how they play, I guess, in the Catholic League. They don't care if they're by 24, 25, or 30 points. Haven scored, and they pushed the ball down the floor in about 2 seconds. You put your head down, they were going down for a quick layup or dunk. Better get back.
Dan Pryor, number 12, into the game. He's a junior for Wood. Also, Andrew McHugh, a 6'1 sophomore. Into the game for Strathaven is Hayden Driscoll.
Oh.
Left side jumper, Morris, no good. I think it was a three-ball attempt, and the rebound to Wood. 3:18 to go in the ball game. First round of the States. Three ball. He has a nice touch, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Off the bench for three, number 20.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Coach Moscow, just because I'm a junior and I didn't play much, I want to play next year a lot more. As he hits a three, here's another turnover, Strathaven. And these guys off the bench look pretty good here. How did he? Three ball again. Back of the rim, no good for Wood. Rebound on the floor, taken by Morris. 2:49 to go in the game. 65-38, Archbishop Wood here at Bonner. Strathaven driving to the basket. Push off. Nothing called. Nice floater is good by Justin Morris. I wish the refs would have been let that go a lot tonight. Very inconsistent with that. Justin's had a good game with 10, but his team is down 65-40. Wood. Left wing corner to Donahue. Now driving to the basket. No, but a foul. Going to the line is number 12, Dan Pryor, who's a junior for John Moscow and his Archbishop Wood squad.
No pressure on Mr. Pryor. They're 11 for 11 this half. from the foul line.
He'll probably swish him.
Wouldn't shock me.
Look at that. Ooh, nice touch shot, but he missed it. But you jinxed him, yeah.
I had to.
There you go. And this will be it for Justin Morris. Yep. Gets a standing ovation from his team and the Strathaven fans there. What a warrior, multi-sport athlete, and you got to love him, baby.
Great kid, and guess what? He lived through that three-win season last year.
Yes.
And he was, you know, you hung in there, and he was gritty. You said grizzle veteran enough. Guess what? He came back and played in a state tournament game. Congratulations.
Pryor makes the second. Two, and the Strathaven fans, Justin Morris, Justin Morris, into the game. Oregany, number three, keep an eye on him. I think he's a ninth grader, if I'm not mistaken. Three ball straight off the glass by Carl Borkstrom for three.
Another Keystone Transport three-pointer.
Carl Borkstrom.
Did he call that?
Yes, 6'2" junior. And Strathaven down by 23 to Wood. Here's the big fella, number 24, Dominic Borzacello. I don't know why he doesn't get much time on this team. 6'9", floater into the lane. No, it looked like a clean block, but it's going to be a foul on Strathaven and going the line for shooting too. Boy, he's as big as that the Woodward boy.
Why? Yeah, when you're that big and you're that athletic and you're sitting on the bench, you go, oh, my goodness.
Well, Wood is a beautiful school up in the middle of really Warminster. It's a growing area.
Okay.
And they get kids from, the Catholic schools can get kids from anywhere, Mark?
Sure.
Yeah, of course.
Free throw is good.
They can travel.
Pryor makes another one.
So you're telling me Pancras may get this team on Tuesday night?
If they get by scrappy, testy Pittston. Jimmy Cephalo will be following that
crappy.
He's doing some TV work. You remember him, Penn State?
Made
sure.
Yes, he did.
And by the way, Wood's 2 points from 70. For some reason, I think they wanted to get that 70 mark.
68-43, 25-point lead for Archbishop Wood. Now checking in is number 25, and I do not have a 25, guys.
Nope, we don't. Nope.
It happens this time of year.
I love it. What year is Borzacello?
He's a senior. So Strathaven back. Freshman Luke Edwards, younger brother Jack Edwards into the game, 32. This is just great experience for these kids.
Sure.
And Oregany. Floater is up. No good. Rebound is taken by McHugh. Back comes Wood. Stop. Pop. Good.
Oh my gosh.
Guys off the bench, man. Well, they gotta play against these guys.
That's 70.
It's scrimmage, right? I mean, in the practice,
sure,
they got to go against.
Yeah, but they could have thrown a call passes. There was a minute to go in a 30-point game.
Driving off the glass. Yes.
Uh-oh.
Basket is good by number two for Strathaven. We got to get his name.
That's good.
And there's a steal by Borkstrom.
Send it in.
Borkstrom going to try to take it all the way to the basket off the glass. No, follow on the floor. And it's going to be with Strathaven. Good hustle by...
It was awesome.
Yeah, so 41 seconds ago in the game, 70-45 Wood. And so 2 points for number two for Strathaven. There's a shot blocked in there.
Yep.
Into the game for Wood is... got a fabulous freshman, Marcus Dixon, number one. He's a ninth grader. He's a star in the making.
Here's your big boy.
And he pops. He misses the shot. Does Borzacello. Offensive rebound. Borzacello. He lays it up and in. 6'9", one of the two seniors on the Wood team. Dom Borzacello. Three ball straight away. Bank. No good. Borzacello, the rebound. Stolen away by that number two. Now to Regatti. Stops. Pops. Misses. Rebound. On the floor. Good hustle. In there by Strathaven playing to the very end. 4 seconds to go in the game. And Archbishop Wood will advance to the Sweet 16 for the third time in 4 years. State champs 3 years ago with Colin Gillespie and then last year's state runner-ups at the buzzer. Your final score, Archbishop Wood 72 and Strathaven 45. Back to wrap it up following these words on DelcroHoops.com.
Keystone Quality Transport supports youth sports in Delaware County by being a key sponsor of this broadcast and DelcoHoops.com. Promoting health, good sportsmanship, competition, and fair play throughout our 22 high school basketball teams is important to Keystone Quality Transport and their 500-plus employees. Follow high school basketball for the 2019-20 season right here on DelcoHoops.com, proudly sponsored by Keystone Quality Transport.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron Jaworski, former Philadelphia Eagles quarterback, and you're listening to high school basketball right here on DelcoHoops.com.
A tremendous season ends for the Strathaven boys high school basketball team, falling to Philadelphia Catholic League powerhouse Archbishop Wood, 72-45, opening round 5A state tournament. And we're going to try to get Chris Conlon, the coach, because he's MVP all year. First-year head coach for Strathaven, and an unbelievable job by him. And, Mark, yeah, your thoughts.
Real quick, I mean, we mentioned about perfect game. Strathaven shot only 9 for 29 that half. 2 for 2 from the foul line. We mentioned they were up in the foul shots, 8 to 3 at halftime. They were 2 for 2. Wood went 14 for 15 in the second half. Shot the ball 15 for 23 overall. You know, basically, you know, punched them right to the rim. They just drove everything right at the rim, which they probably could have done the whole time. Who knows? They kind of settled for the outside shots a little bit early, and then they went inside and said that was it. But guess what? They're ultra-talented. If you told me they were in the state finals, it wouldn't shock me whatsoever.
Right.
You know, kudos to Chris Conlon. 3 wins to a state playoff game. And, you know, we've been blessed to do that ourselves. You know, the program's definitely on the upswing. And the kids who were here today in this gym tonight at Bonner saw what it's like. Saying, guess what? I might work out a little bit harder in the offseason. I might pick up that weight. I might go run that track. I might go to run at the local courts. So kudos to them. Thanks for, having us and having a great run.
Yeah, good luck in your game tomorrow, Mark. And you guys play up at Kutztown University or high school?
University.
Oh, wow. Very, very nice. Where Man Man's playing, by the way. You know, yeah, SP's Division
II. No.
Yeah, Man Man's
I will look for him.
Maybe Man Man will be in the house. But anyway, good luck with your game tomorrow. Andrew, you want to put the headsets on real quick here? Maybe do a final wrap? Oh, Pete, go ahead. I'm sorry, my bad.
Well, yeah, I just wanted to have a comment here. Strathaven, for the first half minus the last minute, was up 21-19. They really played a great first half. At that point, Wood scored the last 6 points in the last minute, and in the second half, it was really no contest. But give Strathaven a lot of credit. They hung with him for almost a complete half, but in the end, the talent, the size of Wood took over.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, the game ended up pretty much the way we expected it to be.
Speaking of Strathaven football, who lost to Wood in 2010, we have Coach Clancy in the house here tonight. Our most valuable player for the whole season, and nothing. I love Coach Mosco, great guy, but hey, it what an unbelievable turnaround job for the Strathaven team. Chris, another picture. Chris Conlon, first year, and your mentor was Mike Doyle. He's got a big game against those scrappy boys from Northeastern PA. Pitts tonight, size up the whole season.
I mean, these guys from the jump, when we got them in June, July, just bought in to what we were trying to do. It's not always easy getting new coaches, and I think, you know, these guys have had a few new coaches in the last couple of years. So just getting them to buy into, you know, our philosophy on offense and defense, and especially defense, and they did. They flew with it, and they ran with it, and, you know, they believed they could beat anybody. They really did. So,
despite the loss tonight, unbelievable experience for these guys. Unfortunately, Wood, unless the PIAA moves them, like the football team, they moved Wood from 5 to 6A. You have to run into these guys again.
Yeah, I mean, it's always tough. And we're pulling from an area of 7 miles in Wallingford, and they're pulling, you know, the best
United
players.
States can, of America.
The best possible players they can get from across the area. So, but, you know, I'm proud of our guys. They battled. They didn't back down one bit. You know, I think we got a little tired in the third quarter, maybe, but they didn't back down at all. They bought into the game plan. And
what did you tell the kids at the end of the first half, where they looked just great?
Yeah, I mean, we just told them we had to stick. We, you know, part of our game plan was to slow the pace down, obviously, a little bit, and try to keep them out of the paint, which is hard. But you know, we just kept emphasizing gaps on defense, getting in those gaps, and trying to keep them from getting to the glass. I thought our zone looked good, and then just emphasizing good possessions on offense. Our goal was to end each possession with like a wide open three, wide open layup, not turn the ball over. Obviously, the third quarter we turned it over a little bit, which didn't help. But
well, and again, in the first half, you know, you guys outscored them from the foul line 8-3.
Yeah.
And points in the paint were tied at halftime, basically, not counting that last layup they got there.
Yeah.
And then you started doing it. But I guess going forward, so what do you tell the underclassmen? And you know, and I guess in my mind, watching this, you know, you don't need to be the next Wood, but you need to be the best Strathaven you can be. What do you think is your message, I guess, starting tomorrow going forward?
Yeah, I mean, for the young guys, they got a taste of, I mean, they got district playoff home game. They got, a win in the district playoffs. They went on the road at Pencrest. It was a great environment. Then we went to Holy Ghost, and they played in a great environment there to get into the States, and they got some really good experience. And they're mostly coming back, minus, P.O. And Morris, but they got good experience, and this is the new norm for Strathaven. This is what we expect, and this is, what we're going to build in the offseason to be right back here, competing again in the state tournament and district title.
That's great. And you had that experience under Coach Doyle. He means so much to you. We'll get that in a moment. But let's honor your two seniors, Ebo Pio, getting ready for a big lacrosse season for Strathaven, and Justin Mars.
I mean, these two guys, unbelievable leaders as seniors coming in as a first-year head coach and taking over a new team. For them to be able to help me out as much as they did as far as leadership goes is unbelievable. Ebo, is just a kid that's, he's a Division I athlete, and it shows in games like this. He just competes, and he's, he never backs down from anything. He's a competitor. All week in practice, he was pushing these guys and motivating them, and, he wanted this just as bad as anybody. And he had, the guy that could be like, I can go play lacrosse, but he just wanted to win this game so badly. And, I thank him so much and appreciate him, and both him and Justin were just unbelievable all year for us.
Again, with Chris Conlon, first-year head coach for Strathaven, they fall to, close to a national powerhouse tonight, Archbishop Wood, Philadelphia Catholic League, 72-45. Coach Doyle's big game right now. What has he meant to you? I know he's meant the world.
Coach Doyle has just been an unbelievable mentor for me. I played for him in high school. I was, 4 years played for him, and then he got the opportunity. He asked me to come back and coach with him, which was awesome. And I mean, he's a genius. He knows basketball better than anyone I've ever worked with or talked about. And he's just an unbelievable guy, too. I mean, he was at my wedding in April. We still stay in constant contact. He's just a guy that, it was great to have in my corner this year, even though we're in the same league and we played like 100 times.
Yeah.
And if you'd won tonight, you might have played him again.
Yeah, we would have played again. I mean, he's just an unbelievable guy to have in my corner and helping me out and things like that. And someone that I always look up to
He's great. His brother Leo is a little bit sketchy, though, right?
Yeah, Leo's
great.
Leo's great.
Billy Cassidy.
Leo, I'm kidding. Leo. If you're hearing this,
these are inside jokes of the basketball community. But it's all right. Go ahead.
Any score update for them?
No, they started at 7:30.
Up 9-2.
And I talked to my boy from Abington Heights, the assistant coach Bianchi, who had experience with Wood last year. I was at that game, and he said that Pittston is very, to say the least, aggressive. So we're getting a lot of people taking our picture here, Chris. And thank you, Chris Conlon, first-year head coach.
That's my family and my wife.
The pause was, nice. Thank you. Was picture-taking.
Yes, and thank you very much. We could go on and on. We could have a half-hour talk show.
Hey, guys, I just want to say to you guys, I appreciate everything you guys do for the basketball in Delaware County, getting these kids. It's all about them, and you guys promoted in the right way, and we appreciate that. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Don't go off with our headset on.
Hopefully, if his headset messed up my hair, I'm not going to be happy.
No, you look good, man.
And your wife looks great.
Yes. You're going to be expecting. Okay, well, great.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Chris. Great job. Chris Conlon, first year. And what more can you say? Strathaven, 17 wins. They end up 17-11. And no shame losing to Wood.
No.
It's a bad draw, but guess what?
At this level, wins. There's no shame losing to anybody.
All right. Thank you for that.
You made the state playoffs. You're one of the top 32 teams in your class.
Yep. I agree, and we're going to use that same thing. But you know what? You mentioned about building blocks and watching it and the culture. And I had someone tell me this week about, do you have a chance to win the state title, our girls? I said, well, absolutely not. And then the lady said, whose husband's a coach in the area, maybe at Hartford High School. And I said, yeah, but we want to play the game. We want to go and travel and play a game. And she goes, yeah, what's the point if you don't have a chance to win the whole thing? And part of me said, is that what people think? I have no idea. I know, like in baseball, when we get in, we're like, we're going to try and win the four games and win the whole thing. That's our mindset. Yes. I think Strathaven prepared, like Coach just said, to win this game tonight.
Oh, yeah.
But in reality, they sort of knew that they weren't at the same talent level, even close to them, and they had to play a near perfect game to do that. But for two quarters, it was an entertaining ball game.
They came out in the first half straight by Strathaven and played them really tough. And I think, just my opinion, Wood came out a little bit lackadaisical. They thought, oh, man, this won't even be a contest. Mm-hmm. And then they woke up at halftime. I'm sure their coach at halftime, when they went in the locker room, gave them a little bit of information they probably weren't thinking about.
Real quick, Chester Charter, their first ever state playoff game and their first ever win. They beat Greenwood, a tough team, a public school from out there in Millerstown, Perry County, 57-41. So Coach Dan Spangler, his first year in staff and players, great job. And Mark.
Shout out to our Perry County fans.
Yeah. All right, and we don't know where we're going to be on Tuesday or Wednesday or whenever we're going to do another game, so check back for those pages. We'll have articles published tomorrow and photographs, stuff like that. and then we'll make a decision over the weekend as to where we're probably going to go, and you'll be the first to know if you tune into DelcoHoops.com. So, Dave, say goodnight.
Thank you, and thank you to my wife, Brenda Jean, for helping out here tonight. Good
Absolutely.
Seeing her. Once again, it is Archbishop Wood of the Philadelphia Catholic League 72 and Strathaven 45, opening round of the state tournament 5A right here at DelcoHoops.com.
This internet broadcast has been a production of DelcoHoops.com. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.